You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns. And, Greg, I guess I should just ask, have you gotten a boomstick yet from Nelson Cruz?
I would love to have one because it seems like anybody who gets a boomstick hits home runs and does well. So, pretty fun story. Nelson Cruz is on fire. I mean, the guy is one of the better streaks in baseball history and certainly in Mariners history with 14 homers in his first 26 games and along with that hitting .340 and his slugging percentage up near .800. And this guy's off the charts. Just really, really doing everything he can with this team. And the fun story that I think you're referring to, he's loaned one of his bats, one of his boomsticks, to Logan Morrison, who 6 days ago was hitting .149 and just scuffling, and borrows a bat from Nelly and goes 4-for-4 that day in Texas, and says, "Boy, maybe I better keep using this thing." And since then, he's on a 6-game hitting streak, 10-for-23, 3 homers, really looking like Boomstick Jr. there, and a nice little combo there. They've hit a couple home runs in the same inning the last couple games, and really starting to pick up some offense there for Logan. So kind of nice to see, and yeah, I think everybody needs a boomstick.
Well, the only problem with that story is that I guess it comes to light that Nelson Cruz, you know, he may just be an average player. He just has a really good bat. I mean, it's all about the boomstick. But I, you know, you pointed out in a recent piece what he's done in these first 26 games. Greg, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. That, it, you know, had you ever seen anything like it in with the Mariners or otherwise? And we were hard pressed to come up with a run like he had been on. That was 2 weeks ago. It's only gotten better. And he, what he has done in these 26 games is only matched by a handful of guys.
Yeah, there's only been 4 other players in the history of baseball with 14 homers in the first 26 games. So it is, you know, it's something you just don't see. I mean, to keep that kind of pace obviously is impossible over the course of a season. But I think the most interesting thing to me is it's a pace on a new team and a new situation. You see so many guys, they sign the big contract, they come out and they press. I mean, we've seen it over and over in baseball. We've seen it in Seattle. There's this pressure to keep that up. You know, he hits 40 bombs for the Orioles last year. Comes and signs with Seattle. Can he do it again? And he's just come out of the gates looking relaxed, looking like this is what he does, you know. And there's just no sign of let-up with him. And, you know, that's impressive for a guy to handle things, you know, a new team, new situation, new environment, and just to keep on that tear. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch, and I guess we'll all just wait and see how long he can keep it rolling.
Yeah, just sit back and enjoy it. He's in unprecedented territory. So is King Felix, I guess, 5-0 to start the season. He's not done that before. But that doesn't mean that everything has gone perfectly for the Mariners at this early part of the season. And I see they're addressing some deficiencies at shortstop now.
They did. They brought up Chris Taylor, and he's going to be playing a lot of shortstop. Brad Miller's still on the team, so it'll be interesting to see how they work that. Taylor, I think, is going to get the majority of the playing time, and we'll see what they do with Brad. Brad, interestingly, before the game on Monday, was out working in the outfield with outfield coach Andy Van Slyke in center field, taking balls off the bat, working on his throws in, doing some stuff, tracking some balls. And he's a guy who hasn't played the outfield since he was in high school, played even then he was a shortstop, but he was on a traveling team with some big-time studs in Florida, and he played a little bit in the outfield. Then that's literally his outfield experience. He's a good athlete who runs well, and there's been kind of a thought behind the scenes for a year now that this kid might be a pretty good outfielder if they ever need him out there. If Taylor can be the shortstop and they need to find a place for Brad Miller, I think we might see him probably go down the minors, work on some things. I don't think they're going to just throw him in there the big league level and learn on the fly like that, but that might be the future. We'll see how that rolls. Chris Taylor's certainly an excellent defensive player, and they want to shore things up there. The tough thing is Brad was hitting pretty well, so it's not an easy move. They haven't had a lot of guys supplementing Nelson Cruz with the bat, so they need to be careful there. And Miller was a guy with some pop and hitting fairly well in the early going, so interesting to see how that goes. Taylor can doesn't have quite the same pop as Miller. Was hitting 313 down in Tacoma and capable hitter and certainly a good glove there at shortstop. So that's where they're heading. They got out of the box a little slow. They felt like they needed to shake things up a little, and that's one of the moves they made.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Not a whole lot of offense outside of Cruz either, and so it does kind of. It's an interesting play. A team coming home after this long road trip. They've got a couple games left in Anaheim. So far, they have weathered it pretty well. They've overall got to be happy, right, with the record on this road trip.
Well, I think the overall record sounds good. 4-4 at this point, going into Tuesday's game in Anaheim here. It's kind of a tough way to live it, though. They swept Texas, and everything was looking good, and then they got swept in Houston, and that was a tough one to swallow. Four straight to an Astros team that's just on fire. They came out of there limping a little bit. There's no doubt about it. Houston putting some pretty good distance between themselves and the rest of the AL West, and that was a tough series to get swept in. So, licking their wounds a little bit out of that, they certainly the overall 4-4 record and see where they go from here in Anaheim and heading home. So they can recover. There's no doubt, plenty of time left. But certainly you don't want to keep looking at Houston putting distance between them and the field. So it's an interesting division to see how things roll out here.
It really is, because everybody else is bunched in the same spot, scuffling and trying to figure it out. But let's take a moment and look at this contest online, the Franchise Four, and folks can go to Mariners.com and vote for their four. I looked at this list, and to me there are some no-doubters, but I don't know that my four is necessarily as clear-cut as it could be. Are you locked in on four guys?
I think it's a pretty fascinating Franchise Four debate for the Mariners. I think it's a pretty good baseball debate to me, because to me there's five guys really that any of those five, there's a couple that you mentioned, we can talk about it. I think Ken Griffey Jr. and Edgar Martinez are going to be in pretty much anybody's list when you're talking about the four most impactful players in franchise history. I don't think anybody's going to argue with Griffey and Edgar. And then to me there's Randy Johnson, Felix Hernandez, and Ichiro Suzuki are three for the last two spots. It's pretty interesting how you look at those guys and debate it. And then the other guys in the ballot, certainly good names. Jay Buhner, certainly a fan favorite. Alvin Davis is Mr. Mariner in Seattle, and Jamie Moyer, the all-time franchise winner and as a pitcher. So some good names on that ballot. But to me, that last two spots, you really have fun, and it is fun, trying to figure out. It's pretty interesting. Mariners team never been to the World Series, but when you look at big-time stars, they've had their share. And
oh my goodness.
You try to decide, pick two, Randy Johnson, Felix Hernandez, Ichiro Suzuki, who out of that two out of that three is the most impactful players. I think it's a pretty fun debate.
Yeah, I guess and part of the issue, of course, Felix still, in the heart of his career. I mean, we don't know what he's going to ultimately accomplish. Randy Johnson spent so much time with so many different teams, it's sort of, I guess colors his career. It could be confusing for folks. And then Ichiro. To me, I don't know. There's something about Ichiro that just says he has to be on the list.
I could debate you, because I can go Felix. To me, he's been there 11 years. He's won the Cy Young, perfect game. He's had some. We're talking. I think the definition of impact is what they're asking, impact players. Felix is an impact, and to me, still rolling. Interestingly, the same number of wins currently as a Mariner as Randy Johnson, 130 wins for both of them. Take what you want. Five All-Star games for both of them. Both won a Cy Young. Randy had the no-hitter in Seattle. Felix, a perfect game. Pretty interesting comparison there. Pretty comparable at this point in their careers, and obviously Felix still rolling. So I'm going to vote for Felix. And then it comes down to me, Randy versus Ichiro. And I guess this is where I come. Ichiro, it's tough, as you mentioned, I think, to overlook a guy, 10 All-Star games, 10 gold gloves, won an MVP, 2,500 hits. I mean, he was an icon here. But I will make a pretty good debate for Randy if you want to hear me out. Because, again, when you talk about impact, and I'm here to watch all those guys, Randy's going into the Hall of Fame as a Diamondback. But in Seattle, when I think of impact moments, he pops up in a lot of them. beating the Angels in the 95 playoff game and hoisting Dan Wilson up, that was a monumental moment in the Mariners' history. Coming out of the bullpen, game five of the division series that year to beat the Yankees, that sends chills most Mariner fans just thinking about Randy striding in out of the bullpen. You know, the All-Star game, you know, with the Randy Kruk incident is kind of a classic moment. His no-hitter, and just the games. And they struck out 19 guys twice in a game. There was a game, I remember he struck out 18, and he threw 160 pitches against the Rangers. I mean, this guy was a horse, and this was all in the Mariners' uniform. And yeah, he went on to other things, and obviously one of the greatest players in the history of baseball as a lefty. A lot of that early stuff came for the Mariners. It was important stuff. It was a time that you know, really saved this franchise, and a lot of reason that Safeco Field, you know, he and Griffey and Edgar and those guys. So, to me, those are pretty impactful moments, and I'm not going to argue with anybody that picks Ichiro, because this is a, like I said, it's an interesting debate, and he had his certainly an icon here. I just don't know that his stuff was quite as impactful. He was here for a long time, did great things, and obviously a great player. But to me, you put that gun to your head, and you got to pick. That's why I think it's a fun debate. I think it's fun for fans, and it's an interesting little thing. So that's kind of where I stand on it. I don't think anybody's wrong. I don't think, you know, you can be wrong. I think it's pretty good stuff, and certainly fun to talk about.
Yeah, well, Randy's on my list too, and if for no other reason than that Game 5 in 95. That was one of those really, really great baseball moments. Well, look, the fans will sort it out here in the next coming days. Greg, great stuff as always, man. Enjoy your week.
You bet, Dave. Good talking to you. And, yeah, go online and vote for the Franchise Four, and have other people pick it, because you and I can talk about it, but really the fans are the ones who decide this thing. And pretty fun thing. They're going to roll them out at the All-Star game and say who the four were, so that'll be a fun thing.
Yep, no doubt. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.